Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the parable of the wicked tenants who killed the landowner's son, leading the landowner to seek justice and giving the vineyard to others. Today's Bible passage is from Mark chapter 12, verses 6 to 9. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others.
Picture a landowner who had hired some farmers to take care of his vineyard. Now you'd think these farmers would do a good job, right? But no, they turned out to be quite rotten. They weren't the actual owners of the vineyard, just hired workers with some twisted ideas. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The landowner decided to send his beloved son to check on the vineyard. He probably thought, maybe they'll finally respect my son who I hold dear. But oh boy, were they mistaken. These wicked tenants saw the son as the heir, and they came up with a sinister plan. Can you believe it? They thought, if we get rid of the son, the inheritance will be ours. So without a second thought, they seized the son, killed him, and heartlessly threw him out of the vineyard. I mean, can you even comprehend the audacity and cruelty? It's just mind-boggling. Now, you're probably wondering, what will the landowner do when he finds out what happened to his son? Well, you can bet he won't be pleased. He'll march right into that vineyard and make things right. Justice will be served, my friend. He'll put those wicked tenants to death, and the vineyard will be given to others who actually deserve it. But here's the thing, this story isn't just about some farmers and a vineyard. No, it carries a deeper meaning. The landowner represents God, and the vineyard symbolizes his creation. Those wicked tenants, they represent all those who reject God and his offer of salvation. It's like a reflection of Satan's desire from the very beginning. Remember when he wanted to take God's place of authority? Yeah, the same idea. He thought he could overthrow the Almighty and rule in his place. But hey, we all know how that turned out for him, don't we? Now let's take a moment to reflect on ourselves. If you're a believer, ask yourself this. What have you done with Jesus? Have you truly accepted him as the Son of God and embraced his teachings? Or have you pushed him aside and ignored his call? We should all strive to deepen our relationship with God, to know him more, and let him guide us. It's not about power or control, my friend. It's about surrendering to his will and experiencing his love and mercy in our lives. So as you ponder this story, remember that we have a choice. We can either be like those wicked tenants, grasping for power and rejecting God's offer of salvation, or we can be like the landowner's son, humble and obedient, embracing the love and grace of our Heavenly Father. The choice is ours to make.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, as we reflect on the profound message of this story, we are reminded of the wickedness that can exist in the hearts of humanity when we reject your authority and your offer of salvation. We recognize the audacity and cruelty of those who sought to seize control and reject your beloved Son. In the face of such darkness, we turn to you, Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer. We acknowledge our need for your guidance, your protection, and your mercy. Help us, Lord, to always choose humility and obedience, to accept your teachings and to embrace your love and grace. Grant us the wisdom to discern your will and the courage to follow your path, even in the midst of adversity. May your light shine brightly in our lives, dispelling the darkness and leading us ever closer to you. We pray for your justice to prevail, Lord, and for your righteousness to reign in our hearts and in the world around us. Strengthen us, we pray, to be faithful stewards of your vineyard, tending to it with care and devotion. In your holy name, we lift up this prayer, trusting in your unfailing love and grace. Amen. As we conclude our time together reflecting on this profound story, may we carry its lessons with us as we journey onward. Let us remember the importance of humility, obedience, and embracing the love and grace of our Heavenly Father. Thank you for sharing in this moment of reflection. May blessings abound in your life as you continue to seek truth, walk in faith, and spread love to those around you. Goodbye for now, and may peace be with you always.